The world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, sailed into an American naval base on the Greek island of Crete today, with multiple squadrons of F-18 fighter jets seen on deck. The Pentagon has moved at least 120 aircraft to the region in the past 2 weeks alone. Pressure is mounting inside Iran, too. Thousands of students protested against the regime, the first demonstration since the brutal crackdown in January that left thousands dead. President Trump is weighing his options.
I think they want to make a deal. I don't think they want the consequences of not making a deal.
Potential targets could include Iran's ballistic missile sites, its nuclear facilities, and the headquarters of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iran's foreign minister said the country was ready to fight.
We have a very good capability of missiles, and now we are even in a better situation than previous war.
Iran has not only threatened retaliation against U.S. bases in the region, but Israel directly. If Iran retaliates, it might not just be Iran.
We've been fighting the last 2.5 war on 7 different fronts. We've seen multiple enemies.
U.S. officials say if President Trump does decide to hit Iran, one option is a joint military operation between the United States and Israel. Both countries have discussed hitting Iran's ballistic missile sites.